Words of encouragement and warning. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I say this, lest any man should deceive you with enticing words. Colossians 2, verses 2 to 4. Paul's epistles give us much to rejoice our heart, for we are positioned in Christ. We are seated with him in heavenly places and have been endowed with eternal life. We have become children of God, joint heirs with Christ, and indwelt by the Spirit. Paul outlined in great detail these glorious positional truths to encourage our hearts. His desire was that we are united in love and understand the riches of God's grace. He longed that we have complete assurance of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Paul's epistles certainly are overflowing with much to rejoice our heart, but he also gives us some severe warnings which encourage spiritual alertness. Our position is safe and secure. It is eternal and affords the riches of God's grace. But we should not be complacent about the many dangers that stalk our path. We need to be aware of the many ways that the enemy desires to destabilize our faith. We should be aware of the enemy's ploys to undermine the truth of our acceptance. The enemy's tactics and strategies come to us in many guises and multiple disguises. He comes using beguiling words and deceptive tricks designed to deceive and delude. And Paul is keen that our security in Christ helps to ward off these seductive advances. This I say, lest any man should deceive you with enticing words. Colossians 2, verse 4. Paul does not want any member of Christ's body to be misled by false teachings. He knows that false teachers use a range of persuasive words and plausible arguments. He knows believers can be misled with well-crafted, nice-sounding rhetoric. He knows erroneous teachings are an ever-present threat to the body of Christ. He knows false teachers ply their doctrines of demons in every corner of the church. Paul gives every generation of believers much to rejoice our hearts in this epistle. But the warning of false teachers applies to all believers of all time in this age. From the early church to the present day, this has been an ever-present problem. So how do we, who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, heed Paul's warnings? How are the church age believers to discern false teaching infiltrating our lives? Well, one of the things that rejoiced Paul's heart at Colossae was their secure faith. Paul delighted to see how disciplined they were and how firmly they held to faith in Christ. For even though I am absent in the body, nevertheless I am with you in the Spirit, rejoicing to see your good discipline and the stability of your faith in Christ. Colossians 2 verse 5. Paul also gave instruction to the church at Colossae on maintaining their trust in God. They were to live by faith in the same way that they were originally saved by faith. Their life was to be lived in entire dependence upon God and not on self or others. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. Colossians 2:6. We often read in Scripture that we are to live by faith, but we must also apply it. We are to live by faith and not by sight. We are to walk by faith and not by sight. We are to conduct our lives by faith and not by sight. We are to trust God's word. The wonderful thing is that for those who listen and heed, more is added. For those who take to heart and apply these truths in their lives, there is more. For just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Oh, as we trust in the Lord and apply our faith in him, so we grow more and more. As we become rooted and grounded in Christ, so we become more like him. As we become more like him, so we are more established in the faith. And Paul's epistles give us much to rejoice our heart, for we are positioned in Christ. Paul's words of encouragement rejoice our heart, and Paul's words of wisdom provide us with some very timely warnings.